Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
In the age of compromised cybersecurity and WikiLeaks, a look at the app that the political world is scrambling to download.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And with the ever-present threat of a WikiLeaks scandal looming over the political world, you can see why politicians would be scrambling for a way to use whatever is available in tech to protect themselves. And what seems to be all the rage within this group is the Signal app. Joining us now with more is Mara Gay, Wall Street Journal reporter. Welcome, Mara.
Thanks for having me.
So Signal, this smartphone app, you figure if all of these political figures are using it, it must be getting the job done. So can you walk us through exactly how this app works?
Sure. So the way it works is you download it the way you would any other app you can find in the App Store. And once you do, the app will pull in any contacts that you have already in your phone who are also on the Signal app. So they have to be Signal users. And that way you can actually see anyone within your contacts who's using the app.
Okay. So just to get a sense of how coveted it is, it really seems like the top figures in the political world are using it across party lines. Who's been known to be using this in the political landscape?
Sure. So we know a few things. We know that President Trump's, one of his longtime advisors, Roger Stone, has been using the app. We know that members of former President Obama's administration have used it. People from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's office, Mayor Bill de Blasio has about a dozen aides and commissioners who are on the app. And then there's some Bloomberg folks and lots of lobbyists and donors as well.
Yeah, a lot of people covering themselves, clearly. And you look at this political climate, you know, politics is always a rough game, but lately it's really a whirlwind. And in the wake of the election season and everything we've seen go down with WikiLeaks, this has to be good for the company's downloads. Is the company seeing a surge in success?
Right. So the company's founder, Moxie Marlin Spike, was kind enough to speak with me on the phone a few weeks ago, and he did say that the company has seen a 400% increase in
400%.
Downloads.
400%. Okay,
that's
there you
right. go. Since the election. Now, he wouldn't tell me how many users that they have and said that was proprietary information. And mm-hmm. so it's kind of hard to get a sense of the scale. But, I mean, I can tell you anecdotally that just from my sources and even just friends in politics and out, that people are it's catching on.
Any downsides here? Can this get tricky, as things often do in politics and beyond? While you can never underestimate the need to be careful, are there ever reasons to think why we shouldn't be keeping all conversations private, especially
sure.
legally speaking, you know?
Sure. I mean, listen, as a news reporter, my bias is always toward transparency and government transparency, especially. And, mm-hmm. you know, when I saw that there were about a dozen city employees in New York Mayor Bill de Blasio's administration who are using the app. I mean, my first thought was, well, we're never going to know what they're discussing. If they're discussing important policy matters, political matters, comings and goings, budget mm-hmm. issues, if they're discussing city business on this app, there's no way for a reporter or a journalist to ever get that information through freedom of information laws. And no, that's a real concern.
We're talking to the Wall Street Journal's Mara Gay about popular new messaging app Signal, which encrypts messages. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business, it's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So you look at politics, there's more of a sense of urgency there in terms of wanting to protect yourself and your livelihood. But looking beyond that, this app can really serve to protect those of us outside of that space. Is it gaining popularity in places outside of politics? Where is it serving to get the job done elsewhere?
Sure. Well, I think, I guess to put it a different way, there's politicians and aides that are on the app, but there's also quite a following among activists.
Okay.
And folks who are outside the government, and so Black Lives Matter activists, some of those senior folks are also using the app, and they've told me that they're very concerned about government surveillance in the wake of Mr. Trump's election and inauguration. Whether or not that's fair, I guess we'll all find out. But mm-hmm. but those are the concerns that they've shared with me. I think there are also people who just simply want, you know, they're interested in more privacy. And then there are also a lot of folks who are lawyers. I mean, I've spoken to lawyers who use it to communicate with clients, who insist on texting. There are people in other professions who I think this is proving useful for.
Right. We'll leave it right there. Mara Gay, thanks very much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
For more on this story, you can check out WSJ.com. That'll wrap up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.